This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to The Scorecard with Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Hour two on The Scorecard, kicked off by Canada's finest power trio, Rush. Barry, I have to say I'm partial to Rush. I enjoy them thoroughly.
Well, you and many other Score hosts, I believe. Mike.
That is not a wrong statement there, Mike.
Past and present.
That's right. And if I was air drumming during the intro to that, I plead guilty because I was. We are back here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. We're celebrating the Canadian Open, even though it's not really the Canadian Open this week.
The canceled Canadian Open. And because we don't want to go back to the South Carolina music, because this is the third time we've had a tournament this year in South Carolina. So we diverted to Canada, which, by the way, boy, if you look at the list, there's a lot of I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Did you know that this guy, The Weeknd, is from Canada? Who
I
knew?
Did.
Well, you knew, but you know, I.
Well, I have a little kid, so I am extremely familiar with The Weeknd. So he's a popular.
Frightening that little kids are listening to some of that stuff. But whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know much about The Weeknd, but I'll review his lyrics later and report back to the committee.
That sounds like a good plan, and I'm sure we're getting the radio edit version. But the kids these days, right? This segment presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine, and we are pleased now, Barry. We're going to jump on out to the Score Hotline again. Father's Day is next Sunday, and this is one of the rare days for guys. Most of the guys listening, anyway, that have children, we get stuff. It's Father's Day. It's our day. We get stuff. Yeah. People want to buy stuff for us. So who better than to talk about getting stuff for us than the GM of the PGA Superstore in Downers Grove, Tony Dirks, joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Good morning, Tony. Father's Day is awesome. It's like when your whole house turns into a man cave. You get to sit there and watch the U.S. Open without any interruptions. You wake up. It's like Christmas because you've got all the stuff, all the golf stuff underneath the TV or wherever. And what a day. Wait, I'm not describing that exactly correctly. But anyway, we do get to watch the U.S. Open, and there are Father's Day gifts. And, Tony, there are very few retail outlets left around Chicago. And PGA Superstore, you have a store in Schaumburg, and then you have one in Downers Grove, and there are a few other retail stores around. But you guys are massive, and you guys are very well known. So I ask you, Tony, general manager of PGA Superstore, what are the most popular gifts that you're seeing this year and maybe always?
Yeah, great question. Like you said, I mean, Father's Day is kind of the Super Bowl of holidays for dads, right? We get all sorts of great things, and the day's all about us. And if we want to sit around and enjoy the final round of the U.S. Open by ourselves or with children, we can do that. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of phenomenal gift items, ranging from very, very simple grab and go. Every golfer always needs more ammunition. So we've got tons of great options on golf balls ranging from Titleist Pro V1, Pro V1X, TaylorMade, their TP5, TP5X. You get into Callaway with their Chrome Soft line, Bridgestone with their Beast Breeze line, and then, you know, all the other models out there. There's so many great options out there now.
Right, and with golf balls, you have different price points now. I mean, that some of those balls are $20 a dozen, and others are almost $50 a dozen.
Yeah, and we really we pride ourselves on helping golfers and people that are buying for golfers in their lives. We pride on being able to really help them navigate what makes the most sense for their game. We actually even offer a service where we will take you through a golf ball fitting to help really narrow it down and wow. find out which ball, you know, does it make more sense for that $20 a dozen, or, you know, do we want to be on the tour level and get up there in that $50 a dozen range.
Right.
Tony, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm sure you get all levels of shoppers and people looking for gifts coming in, because I'm going to guess you get people, you know, younger kids who come in and they have, you know, X dollars and they just want to know, all right, what can I get for this? But I'm guessing you also have people who come in and like, you know what, I want to really go all out on this and I'm going to spend a lot of money and I want to get X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you kind of have to go through more of a personalized shopping thing with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll see a lot of confused looks on customers' faces at this time of year. It's not uncommon to hear someone say, you know, what do I get for the golfer that has everything? And that's when we really, you know, we're able to flip the switch and try to get creative and find out exactly, you know, do they have technology in their bag? Do they have a rangefinder, a GPS? Do they have maybe something fun like a speaker so they can listen to maybe their favorite Canadian rock band Rush while they're out there?
There you go. Now you're talking my language, Tony.
And obviously the equipment side, there's every vendor partner is making just unbelievable equipment as far as performance and distance and forgiveness now, and it can be a daunting task to see all the options out there, and we really love to be able to help navigate that. You know, there's a ton of great product to choose from, and anyone in our stores, we've got three locations around Chicagoland, we'll be happy to help figure out if you need that new SIM driver from TaylorMade, or maybe it's the new G425 Max driver from Ping, or could be anything in between.
You know, Tony, you mentioned those drivers. It's interesting, and I happen to have a SIM driver, so, and it's terrific. But you can, if you go through a fitting, you may not always hit that SIM driver as well as you hit the G4, right? Although I may hit the SIM driver better depending on the shaft than you would. So when your significant other says, "Hey, I'm going to go buy you a driver, $500 driver," that's not always the right thing to do, right? You should, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you need to be fitted for that golf club. And I know you do fittings at PGA Superstore.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So we do offer free fittings and paid fittings every day of the year. And, you know, it's to figure out exactly what you were saying, you know, what makes the most sense for you and your game. But if someone is buying a gift, you know, we certainly understand not everyone wants to present a gift card, although we do offer gift cards. So a lot of the times, kind of going back to us getting creative and really trying to dive deeper into the needs and wants of whoever you're buying for, we'll try to help you navigate and pick out that item. Maybe it's the new Epic Speed from Callaway, and we'll say, hey, take this home, wrap it up, have that moment of delight with with your significant other, and as soon as they open it, say, hey, you're taking that straight into PGA Tour Superstore, and you're going to go through a fitting, and we're going to see if we nailed it or if we maybe need to exchange it for another item. It's not a problem at all.
Well, that's great. That's great to know. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Barry, talking to Tony Dirks of PGA Superstore. He is the GM of the Downers Grove location. And just looking through the website, Tony, PGATourSuperstore.com, specifically for what we're talking about for Father's Day gifts, is technology, would that be like the latest? I mean, there's the golf balls we've talked about, clubs, gear, et cetera. Is technology like kind of the new fun thing that people come in asking about?
Yeah, I'd say technology's definitely changed quite a lot over the last couple of years. I mean, it's pretty hard to imagine a quiet golf course anymore. Most places, you hear music being played, and you know, people have got speakers on their bags or in their carts, and you see more and more people using some kind of a measurement device, whether it's a laser or a GPS unit. But one of my favorite new things in the technology component would be the Theragun, specifically the Theragun Mini. I don't know if you guys have seen this or heard of this, but it's a percussive therapy device, and it's so great to just throw it in your golf bag instead of showing up to the course an hour early and hitting a whole big bucket of range balls to warm up. You can literally use this device for a couple of minutes, and I mean, you feel a noticeable difference. You feel like you've maybe done all that stretching and you've hit, you know, half a bucket of balls, and you're ready to go. And I'm starting to see people use these things middle of the round. If you start to tighten up, you pull this out, you hit your shoulders or whatever might be tightening up on you, and you're ready to go. So that's a fun new device, and I always go back to the gift for the golfer that has everything. That is a fantastic gift idea for that individual.
Well, and as we learned in our last segment from Dr. Jim Suddy, the Hall of Famer, less tension creates better tempo. So if you got your Theragun out there, after you block it into the woods on the right, maybe you need a little bit of less tension when you're going in there after you find the ball. You know, it would help you pitch it out to the fairway better. But
absolutely.
But I think that's great. Then the Theragun, for if you watch a little golf channel or you watch some golf coverage on CBS or NBC, whatever, Colin Morikawa, he's got a commercial for the Theragun, and and a buddy of mine has one, and it works pretty well, so it's pretty cool. The other thing was these Sunday bags, these little bags that you have, wouldn't that be maybe a nice thing for somebody to buy for Father's Day? Because these little bags, you can throw three or four clubs in there, go to the driving range, go to the short game area, and or maybe just go play nine holes with your kids, and it's just easy to walk around with, easy to carry, and you don't have to lug the whole bag. You just bring a couple of wedges and a putter and maybe whatever. But that would be a cool gift, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. We carry.
In other words, Tony, you can get that for me. In other words, Tony, you can get that for me.
Thanks for dropping the hint. Noted.
Any Cronin children listening, please feel free to head to PGA Superstore.
Maybe that's maybe why they moved out of state. Yeah.
Tony, as we let you go, Tony, any last thoughts? And I'm sure you guys have. I don't know if it's your busiest week, but certainly one of your busiest weeks of the year, heading up to Father's Day next Sunday.
Yeah, across our company, Father's Day week is number one in terms of traffic, and we'll be fully staffed up and ready, and we'll have the experts in place to help navigate our large buildings. And the last thing I would really say is, one, thanks for having me again, and two, if you want kind of less pressure on yourselves for getting a gift, we've got so much amazing men's apparel options and footwear options. So if you know the size, you can have a lot of fun with that. There's so many great smaller brands out there now that are doing fun prints, and you know, the William Murray line jumps out to me with us being where we are in Chicagoland. he has a lot of fun with his golf apparel line. So have a little fun with Dad's wardrobe.
Yeah. And Bill had a lot of fun at the Cubs game yesterday based on the highlights I've seen from his appearance yesterday. So certainly great to have you on, Tony. We really appreciate it. And it's PGASuperstore.com. You are in Downers Grove at that location as well. So going out and see Tony and get your dad something nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Really appreciate you being on.
That's Tony Dirks, PGA Superstore. He is the GM of the Downers Grove location. And it really is. I'm on the website, and obviously I'm looking around. I'm already getting ideas. Of course, the idea, Barry, is not that you and I go in and buy things for ourselves, which is, unfortunately, I think where my brain has already started going,
yeah.
But for people to buy stuff for us. So,
well, Mike, it's interesting. It's a little like Christmas shopping. You know, you go in
right.
to shop, you shop for others, and then you go, wow, I like that. And so, and you wind up shopping for yourself. But I do think it is a huge store, as we know.
Yeah.
And they do have a lot of stuff. They've got their apparel lines have, to me, really, they've really upgraded their apparel lines over the last many years that they've been in business. And so it's a cool place to go. You know, as a golfer, you just go in there and wander around and wow, this is just great. I just love walking around here. You'd rather be there than maybe anywhere other than a golf course.
Well, and I told you earlier in the show, Barry, when I was at Arlington Lakes yesterday after we're playing, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, boy, I could use some new shoes. Boy, I could use some new this. I could use some new that. You could find all that at the old PGA Tour Superstore. So head on out and get your dad something, get yourself something, and enjoy yourself there at the store.
I think you're gonna get. You have to trade in those old hickory shafts that you got from your great grandfather.
I could definitely use some new ones. We'll have to see what the family feels about that though, if they head on out to the store there. So, still to come on the show today, Barry. We're gonna have some fun with former Chicago Bear Patrick Manley. He is the host of Golf 360, a great TV show on our game. We'll talk to Pat at 7:40. Still more coverage on what's going on in the world of golf as well. More Brooks Bryson stuff. Some Nick Hardy news. Nick was on our show last week. We'll catch up on what's going on with Nick. All that and more when we return here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And we're back on the Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry, you are now listening to the wondrous sounds of your favorite act, The Weeknd.
Unbelievable.
If you were wondering who he was or what he did, this would be The Weeknd. And I know this because I've heard the song a trillion times.
I'm sure you have, and so have I, actually. But I am thinking about the baptism ceremony for The Weeknd. I baptized you The Weeknd. So that was a pretty interesting. That's a good name. Anyway, whatever. That's a maybe bad, but whatever.
He is a favorite of the kids these days, and as I said, I get to hear him a lot with my kids But yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it's very energetic music. I like that. It's really got a good beat, and it's great.
Canadian music as we celebrate the canceled Canadian Open, which is being played instead. They're playing the Palmetto Championship at Congaree in South Carolina. And as you mentioned, Dustin Johnson, one of the handful of big names playing there. He is currently in second. But I wanted to ask you, as we welcome everyone back to the scorecard in this segment presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine, we will have Patrick Manley on at 7:40, host of Golf 360, former Chicago Bear, legendary long snapper and beer maker. He has lots of things going for him, that Pat Manley.
Beer maker.
But I wanted to ask you too, Barry, because we had and we love having Nick Hardy on the show. He's appeared both of the last two seasons, but he's playing on the Korn Ferry Tour. And Nick just missed the U.S. Open qualifying.
Yes, yes. Nick was on our show last Saturday, and the reason he was on is he took the weekend off from the Korn Ferry Tour. I know he plays a lot out there. And he was, and he tried to qualify for the U.S. Open on Monday, which is the longest day in golf when everybody tries to qualify for the U.S. Open. And he just missed by one stroke, unfortunately. He was in Springfield, Ohio, where he has qualified a couple of times before. So it's unfortunate. He double it was a 36-hole qualifier. And he double bogeyed the 18th hole of his second round, and if he'd have made a par, he would have been at the U.S. Open.
Boy.
So, and I think if he'd have made a bogey, he'd have been at the U.S. Open too. So, that's unfortunate. But another good thing happened. His former Illini teammate and good pal from Indiana, Dylan Meyer, who's just a wonderful young man. He's played in the John Deere Classic a couple times on a sponsor exemption. He qualified for the U.S. Open, so that's cool. We're going to see Dylan out there. The Illini fans will get to see him. He's a great, great young man, terrific. Another guy that qualified was the young man who won the Evans Scholars Invitational by 5 shots, Cameron Young from New York. Man, he's been on a roll.
Yeah.
And one of the guys on the Golf Channel asked the analyst, would it be possible? This guy's been on a roll. He won 2 Korn Ferry events in a row by multiple shots. It just dominated the field and then came in and easily qualified for the U.S. Open. And the guy said, was it possible for him to contend at the U.S. Open? And the analyst said, yeah, for sure it is. So that's cool. So some of the people we've talked about, Cameron Young on this show, and so we'll have somebody to keep our eye on. The other thing that happened, sadly, at the U.S. Open was Ricky Fowler did not qualify. He's qualified based on his in the past on his world ranking status, but he's been in a slump now for a couple of years and had to try to go qualify, and he missed by a shot also. But in the classy Ricky Fowler way, one of the most decent guys on the tour, he had a lot of young kids following him during his qualifier. And after he failed to qualify, which is really a bummer because everybody he knows, all the guys he hangs out with, they're all going to be there. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, those guys. He signed a lot of autographs for those kids. He just reeks class. So if you're looking for somebody to root for, Ricky Fowler's one guy to do that.
And speaking of class, Barry, and you know right where I'm going now, the Brooks Bryson thing continues to amuse me. And I know the comments I saw yesterday from Koepka says that all of this, which is, listen, it's fun. We have fun with it. But Koepka says this is good for the game of golf. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just think it's not. I'm sorry. I know I'm an old man screaming on my front lawn. I get it. But I thought Brandel Chambly had some really good comments on Twitter, and I'm gonna read them if you don't mind. Unfortunately,
sure.
It's pretty Brandel. You know, there is a limit to the number of words you can write.
Of course.
Brandel Chambly, for people who don't know, after the Brooks Bryson thing, people at the Memorial fans were kind of yelling the word Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau and were thrown out of the tournament. They were taken out of the tournament. It's very unsportsmanlike, and it's not good. It's not like you're sitting in right field at Wrigley Field screaming at the right fielder. You're not. You're 5 feet away from a guy who's teeing off, and it's a different fan experience, and you're very close to the players. It's not cool, and it's a not gentlemanly thing to do. So, Brandel Chamblee, and so Brooks Koepka then went on Twitter and said he was going to give Ultra beer, Michelob Ultra or whatever to people who were doing this, and it was really not cool at all. So Brandel Chamblee says, "I've read a few that suggested Brooks Koepka's antics are good for the game. I disagree. Increasingly, the most obscene, profane, or rude posts on Twitter get the most attention. The non-trivial consequences of this, people are increasingly conflating attention with accomplishment, escalating incivility." And Koepka has said that this is, quote, good for the game. And I think that, obviously, I don't believe that it is, and I don't think Brandel does either. And, some people have a problem with Brandel Chamblee. That's okay. I don't agree with everything he says. But in this case, it's I think he's right. And let me just say one more thing now as my diatribe continues. In another post, Brandel says, "Golf is a game rich and renowned for its good behavior / camaraderie. Do we want it to become rich in its incivility and inured to rude behavior? No. And rude behavior is the point." So, as Gary Van Sickle, one of the great golf writers of our time, replied to Brandel. He said, "I think Koepka just came up with the, quote, good for the game angle after he realized he came off looking like a bully again." So it's time for this, for the hatchet to be buried. These two guys are going to be teammates on the U.S. team versus Europe at the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits, and this must end.
Yeah, and I saw something. I think it was our old pal Steve Stricker, Illini's finest, talking to the two of them, not directly, but kind of through the media. In other words, like, let's get our stuff together here, boys, before we get together on the team, right? That I believe it was Stricker that I saw quoted with that.
Well, you have Steve Stricker, who's one of the nicest and most respected decent human beings on the tour. I keep saying that, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of really good dudes out there,
right,
and some jerks. But Steve is just, if anybody can broker this peace deal between these two knuckleheads, it's him. Bryson has acted like a goof, and so has Brooks, and it's not getting better. They need to end this, and hopefully Stricker can get them to bury the hatchet, because it's really gone off the rails. This thing with Koepka, getting in, you know, kind of encouraging people to say Brooksy to Bryson, it's not cool. I mean, I know Bryson did a stupid thing when he walked with his metal cleats behind Brooks's interview with the Golf Channel. That was impolite and uncivil and stupid. So they just need to stop. They're children. Can you imagine? You've got kids on your Little League team.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine them doing that? What would you tell them, number one? Number two, let's look back and say, Byron Nelson and Ben right. Hogan were legendary rivals. They grew up in the same town. They caddied at the same club. But, you know, Ben Hogan was not a sweetheart of a guy. He was a tough competitor. When Tiger and Phil were going through there, were they at the peak of their careers? They were not, in love with each other. It's changed over the years, I believe. This is just ridiculous.
Agreed. Barry, I know I may surprise you with that, but I completely agree. And we'll hope it does die down. The more eyeballs on sets kind of idea that Koepka spun on this, I get what he's saying, but I don't think it's the right call. Anyway, we are late for a break. We need to step away for a second. When we come back, we will be joined by the host of Golf 360 and a former Chicago Bear. Pat Manley will join us next. It's The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito here on 670 The Score. And we are back on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here with you. One of the things we love about the CDGA is they are trying to give you some free stuff. Log on to cdga.org/contest. Register to win a CDGA season starter pack. In the pack, you'll get an Imperial hat, towel, zero friction super tube with Spectromat balls, tees, and a universal fit glove. Everything you need to get your season going. So cdga.org/contest log in and join that contest, and hopefully you'll win it. And Barry, now time to head on out to the Score Hotline. He is the host of Golf 360, and he's also good old number 65 from your Chicago Bears. Pat Manley joins us. You find him on Twitter, at Patrick Manley. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Good morning. I was just talking to Adam, your producer, before. Today's an off day for golf. It's too hot. golfed too much yesterday, and I'm going to golf tomorrow. So instead of playing, let's talk some golf.
There you
picky,
go.
Picky, boy, when yeah, right, we play right. A lot of golf. Good for you. I know. I only play between when it's 60, between 60 and 85. Otherwise, I'm out, right?
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As long as we can be that picky, that's a good thing.
Exactly. Patrick, I watched Golf 360. I had an opportunity to watch it the other day, and it's always terrific. You and Dave Lockhart, who's been producing a golf show in this city for 150 years, it seems like.
Yep.
He does a great job, and I think you, as the host of that show, really has really made it fun and great. One of the things there's a number of things in the show which people can watch on NBC Sports Chicago at various times. One of the things that was on there was this thing with the Bernie's Cup. I was fascinated about that. I never knew about that. And but tell us a little bit about Bernie's Cup.
Yeah, so it's partnered. It comes from Bernie's Book Bank, which is up in Lake Forest, which is a nonprofit which I'm close with. So it was kind of neat to be able to get this story in the show. But the Bernie Cup is a series of tournaments throughout the Chicagoland and a lot of places where you normally can't play. They're mostly private clubs, and I'll just run down the list. We've already had two of them. We had one at Evanston, one at Ivanhoe, where I'm a member. And then the future places you can play is Crystal Lake, Hawthorne Woods. Unfortunately, Windstone is sold out. Merritt Club and Sunset Ridge. And what you do is you pay an entry fee, and that obviously goes to Bernie's Book Bank, but it's a great day of golf where you're going to have fun, you're going to meet a lot of people, you're going to learn about Bernie's Book Bank, but you also get to compete. So the winner of each event, of these seven events, gets to go down to Kenyatta down in southern Illinois and compete against each other to see who can win the Bernie Cup at the end of all these rounds. So it's a great way to support a great cause, but it's also a fun way and an easy way to get on some of these great courses we have around the Chicagoland that you might not be able to get on if not knowing a buddy or a friend or somebody that was a member. So it's a great cause, and the first two have been outstanding. We've sold out the fields, had a lot of fun, and we've got two winners all ready to go down to Kenyatta.
That's awesome. And so if somebody wants to be involved with this,
yep.
Patrick, how do they get involved and et cetera?
So just go to BernieCup.org. It's BERNIECUP.org. And you can sign up there, and it'll go right to the page with all the events and the dates. And then you just click the link, you log in, you sign up, and you're in. And it's just a great cause, and we've had a fun time growing this over the years. Unfortunately, with COVID last year, it slowed the growth down, but we had a huge jump for seven clubs to jump in this year, and we're hoping to get bigger next year.
Talking to Patrick Manley here on the scorecard, and Patrick, I'm sure you mentioned COVID, and we've talked about it on this show the last few years. One of the unintended or unexpected consequences is that as things slowly opened up, and then, you know, more so this year, but the game of golf has really boomed. You know, it was one of the few things people could do last year, and now people are out still packing courses this year. How has that affected what you guys are doing on Golf 360? And I'm sure you guys are seeing this as you're out and about traveling through different courses.
Well, it's funny you bring it up. So last year we did the show, and we were down at Tour Edge with David Glaude, the founder and president. And when COVID hit, he was nervous. You know, we were in his building, and he's like, I thought I had to shut down my facility, send all these workers home, wasn't going to be able to produce golf clubs, you know, didn't know what the future was going to hold. And the next thing you know, he said he can't hold all the orders. He's selling out. So many people now want golf clubs to get out on the golf course that, you know, it's changed the game of golf. I mean, I think it's really brought it back. I know a lot of the private clubs around the Chicagoland are sold out. You know, there's wait lists now. So it's maybe if there's any positive to come out of this, it's for the game of golf. I think it's got people, you know, it was a way to get outside and stay socially distanced. And I think a lot of people maybe had their dusty golf clubs in the corner of the garage and they looked at them and said, hey, let's get out and play and buy some new ones. So it's been great for, you know, the golf business all around. So it's been, I guess it's a positive, you know, it's an awful thing that's been going on, but if you're going to look at any bright side of the stuff, it's great for the game of golf. And it got me out a little bit more, which is hard to do, but I got out a little bit more.
How does that happen? Did you play more or less than when you were a Bear? That's the real question, you know?
Oh, I played more. So when I was playing as a Bear, I'll give you a quick story. So the rundown would be, and Chris Chandler taught me this, the one that kind of really got me into golf, is to get out and golf on Mondays after a Sunday game because it's not physical. You know, you're swinging the club and you kind of get your soreness out. So a lot of us would go out and play on Mondays after our morning meetings and kind of get that lactic acid out and get a little loose. And then you'd play Tuesday would be our off day. And then being a specialist, me and Robbie or Brad Maynard or a couple guys would run out for 9 holes after Friday practice because we'd get out around 2:30 or 3. So I would get it in at least 3 times a week until the weather got too cold. But I think I made some people in the locker room not happy with how much golf I was playing, but it worked out okay.
Well, I think the key thing you just the key point you just made there that all of us listeners can benefit from is that you tell your significant other when you're going out to play golf, I have to get rid of my lactic acid.
There you go. That's another excuse.
That's the thing.
Sore
you know
from
what
my
I got?
Yeah.
I got it exactly right. Exactly right. I was on the exercise bike for 8 minutes. I have to go get rid of my lactic acid
there you
for
go.
4 hours.
Another
Perfect.
Excuse.
Perfect. Hey, listen, I watched your show and it was terrific. And you interviewed, or Dave actually went down and interviewed a young man named Mulby Dillard IV, who was on the cover of CDGA, Chicago District Golfer magazine. He's a young man from Hyde Park. I know you didn't do the story, but you're probably a little bit familiar with him. Grew up in Hyde Park, and now he was the number one minority golfer in the country. Just such a well-spoken, good young guy. Played at Florida A&M, a historically black college. So he's going out on the Advocates Professional Tour, and it was really neat. I thought it was really.
I lost you there for a second. Say the last part again.
Yeah, I just thought it was really great that you did a nice story on Mulby Dillard, who is from he's from Hyde Park,
sure,
and went to the historically black college down there, at Florida A&M, and was the number one minority golfer in the country.
Yeah, it is, and it's great that the CDGA, you know, we've partnered up with the CDGA, and I know you guys are as well, and, you know, they bring some of these stories to us to help grow the game, and I think that's a fantastic story, and I like, you know, we were talking about COVID and the game of golf growing. I just think it needs to grow everywhere because it is such a great game. It's you learn life lessons. You get to compete. And I'm happy that we got a chance to interview him. I'm glad. Unfortunately, I didn't get to do it. Dave got to talk to him. But hopefully I can meet him down in the future on the golf course here in Chicago at some time.
Absolutely. And just to that point, I was out at the Sidney Maravich course, formerly known as Waveland, out on out on the lakefront the other day, where the first tee announced did a ribbon cutting, and they've totally renovated that beautiful old clock tower building, which looks great from the outside, but was really totally decrepit on the inside. They've renovated it for the first tee kids there, and it's fabulous. Just a great thing, and it was all private money. Even though it's owned by the Park District, but you know we're just trying to get grow the game in among different demographics and different folks. So it's really a cool story that you did on Mulby.
Yeah, it is, and that's funny you say that. I just drove my bike by that the other day, and it looks like they're doing a great job with it. And it's just, you know, the game of golf can continue to grow. You know, it had a strong run, you know, years ago, and kind of went down, and it's coming back. And another part of it too is the caddy program with the Western Golf Association and how they're, you know, building that and getting kids more involved with golf by being caddies, which gets them on the course, which grows the game, which is outstanding.
Right. Last few minutes with Patrick Manley, host of Golf 360. Pat, for me, it's fun. I mean, we've done Bears things in the past over the years. You're so passionate about golf, though. You can tell just listening to you. So you've really found your niche here in this show with this with Golf 360, and it has to be gratifying, especially coming off of your long football career, to have bounced right into a new venture here.
I've been very lucky, you know, to get a chance to sit in those seats where you guys are sitting with the Score, working with Matt Spiegel coming right out of football. And then I hosted a show called the Chicago Huddle that was on NBC Sports Chicago, yep, where I would interview a current player, and that's where I met Dave Lockhart. And Dave, I think golfers know golfers. You know, once you say something about golf, you know, you've got an mm-hmm. instant connection. And yep. Dave Lockhart and I hit it off, and he said, "Hey, do you want to be the host of the show?" And I'm like, "Heck yes! Anything golf, please."
Please, I'd rather do that. Thank you. Yes.
I'd rather do that than do the Chicago Huddle show. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's been great to be able to work in my post career with my two passions, or about around my two passions, and golf is definitely one that's has grown on me a lot. And you know, I don't know what I would do without it. I'd probably drive my wife more nuts, but it's been great. I've been very fortunate. It's a blast to work with Dave Lockhart. We have a lot of fun traveling around. This last show, we went out to California and did a piece on indie golf, and that was fun. We went over to Harbor Shores for this show as well over in Michigan. You know, have a nice time meeting all those people, sitting down at dinner, having a cold beer, and just getting up the next morning playing golf and chatting in front of the TV, so it's not too bad.
How has
and
the
go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
How has the TV adjustment been? I mean, obviously, as a professional athlete, you're not necessarily you are interviewed, but you are not often the interviewer. How has that transition been to hosting a television show?
It's different. You know, doing the radio, like just talking to you, I can sit here with a cup of coffee in my living room and just, you know, be natural. Once the TV's on, it's a different animal. You know, you have to learn how to do it. And I think it's like anything else. And Lockhart would always get on me. I called him coach for a while. Uh-huh. And I think it's just reps. It's more reps. It's like football. The more reps, the more I snapped, the more I worked in conditions, weather, whatever, I got better. And I think just with TV, I've still got work to do, but you get better the more you do it. And it's good to have Dave Lockhart getting on me and, you know, coach, he's probably listening right now, getting on me about, you know, how to get better, how to do the stand-ups, how to do things like that, how to get the right questions to people to get the right answers out that you're kind of looking for and the direction Dave wants to go with the TV show. So it's just more reps and just doing it more, and hopefully I'm getting better at it.
Oh, yeah, I think you do great, Patrick. People don't understand how hard it is to do those stand-ups in front of the camera. And the reason I know this is that years ago, I worked with Dave Lockhart and did little college football updates for him in the studio over at Sports Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on take 9 yet? You know, it's just not
right,
easy to
right,
do.
Right. He needs to do a blooper reel of Golf 360. That might get more viewers.
That would be amazing. Well, Pat, we've got to let you go. We're up against the clock here. It's been great chatting with you, and continued success on Golf 360. Again, you can check it out on NBC Sports Chicago. And keep having fun out there on the course. We'll hope to see you around.
All right. Thanks
Pat.
Guys. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. That is Patrick Manley, host of Golf 360, former Chicago Bear. You hear him on the score during Bear season as well. Great to talk to Pat. Tony Dirks of the PGA Superstore, thanks to him as well. Dr. Jim Suddy, Illinois Golf Hall of Famer. And John Carlson, the head golf coach at NIU, was our guest as well. Thanks to you, Barry Cronin. Appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mike.
And thanks to Adam Studzinski for producing this show and keeping everything together. Appreciate Adam back at the Score Studios in downtown Chicago. Coming up next, Early Odds, followed by Inside the Clubhouse. A great Saturday. Keep it right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.